Hello, I'm Roz Morris, and welcome to my ghostwriting course. Could you use what you know about writing to write books for others? In today's very market-driven publishing world, there are a lot of books being released by people who aren't actually writers, and a lot of people with stories to tell or expertise to market who need a secret hand to produce the book. Professional authors are getting work writing celebrity life stories, memoirs of ordinary folk with extraordinary experiences, How I Did It style biographies of successful business people. And on a more everyday scale, there's a big thriving ecosystem of people who want to publish a book to increase their profile or promote their business, or for purely personal reasons. And books are increasingly being used as marketing tools or calling cards. Also, high-end self-publishing has made it easier than ever for almost anyone to produce a really good-looking professional book. And all these people need and employ ghostwriters. Indeed, going back to traditional publishing for a moment, some leading non-fiction publishers report that up to 70% of their list is now penned by ghostwriters. And fiction publishers as well, although they don't really like to admit it, actually need ghostwriters too. But the writing is only half the story. Successful ghostwriters need quite a lot of other savvy besides. Obviously, they have to find work, but there's also a certain amount of what I call ghost craft, which is how to actually do the writing, how to avoid the pitfalls, various other tips for a smooth collaboration, how to strike a fair deal. There are lots of lessons that I've learned the hard way, and a lot of my ghostwriting friends have too, and that's the kind of thing I'm going to be sharing in this course. So, who am I? I've ghostwritten about a dozen works of fiction. I've also worked on a range of memoirs, autobiographies, manuals by life coaches and other experts, all for major publishers, and my sales exceed about 4 million copies. I've had good and bad experiences, and I'm also an author in my own right, so I know the difference between writing a book for yourself and writing for others. I've worked as a journalist, so I know the considerations that journalists face if they're switching from short form to long form writing. And I've run an editorial department in a publisher, so I have lots of experience with publishing, writing, writers at all levels, as well as ghostwriting. So because I've written as myself and seen a lot of authors from both sides of the publishing fence, I know what aspects of the work might seem a bit alien to writers who are coming to ghosting for the first time. There's collaboration and sharing of work, particularly work that is rough and unfinished. Asking for a fair deal, working with someone who isn't a writer and who'll take all the credit, and what it's like to hand a book over and say goodbye to it. So why is there a demand for ghostwriters? Well, this comes down to bookselling 101. The public buys books by people they think might be interesting, and that's mainly celebrities, people who've had extraordinary adventures or lives, and experts and gurus. And they rarely buy books by writers they've never heard of. But many people whose reputation could sell a book couldn't actually write it because, as we all know, writing is an art and a craft and a skill. You have spent many years learning this. Ghostwriting is where these two worlds collide. Who uses ghostwriters? We'll start at the top end so that you can see how widespread it is. The stars, the notorious people and the celebrities, which everyone's most curious about. And not only that will that satisfy our curiosity, it will also help us to understand why there's a demand for ghostwriters, where the ghostwriter fits, and some of the underlying economics of the ghostwriting world. Celebrities, sportsmen, soap stars, movie stars, bloggers like Zoella, businessmen who've become personalities in the news, politicians, people with marketable expertise such as self-help gurus or entrepreneurs or TV chefs. So a ghostwriter really might be used by any person who the public feels curious about or might want to learn from. So far, that's all non-fiction, memoirs and how-to books or How I Did It books or self-help. But we also see quite a lot of these people putting out the odd novel or two. And yes, their fiction is also ghostwritten. This is the less visible side of ghostwriting. So what kinds of novels are ghostwritten? Well, they're novels by celebrities just because they're popular.
novels by people who've had a successful non-fiction book, particularly memoirs, whose publishers can see a market for fiction that extends that world or draws on those experiences. Another area where fiction ghostwriting thrives is authors of high-volume genres. James Patterson is a very famous example. He employs ghosts to keep up his output of crime novels. Arthur C. Clarke co-wrote several novels with rocket scientist Gentry Lee. Fiction ghostwriters are also employed to keep a franchise going after an author's death, so Robert Ludlum. Ian Fleming, many novelists continued his Bond legacy after he died, and in recent years this has become quite a high-profile event, the release of the latest Bond novel, and it uses authors like William Boyd or Sebastian Faulks. But there's an even more secret area of fiction ghostwriting, and this might shock you. The work of some fiction writers, who you might think were doing it all themselves, is ghosted, completely unacknowledged, and remains so as a trade secret. So there's lots of ghostwriting going on. Just before we go any further, let's clear up a terminology point. In the industry, the figurehead for the book, the person whose name goes on it, is called the author. The person who makes the manuscript, the ghostwriter, is known as the writer. For the sake of clarity, I'm going to use the term client for the person whose name will go on the cover, and writer or ghostwriter for the person who does the editorial heavy lifting. So that's you. Okay, so we've had a look at where your wildest dreams might take you. Now we'll be a bit more realistic, but there are plenty of accessible opportunities to be found. To begin with, you're probably not immediately going to be ghosting David Beckham's autobiography or continuing Robert Ludlum's empire. James Patterson doesn't recruit very often, although his writing school does hold occasional talent spotting competitions. More importantly, most of these jobs come by invitation from insiders. So publishers or agents will invite authors they know, or sometimes those authors will suggest other candidates. It's tricky to get those jobs if you don't already move in those circles. But it's likely there are opportunities to be found in the circles you do move in, which is how most people get started. And indeed, many find that it's a sustainable source of work in itself. So that's what we'll look at next time.